St. Michael's Primary School Year 6.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to wherever you are listening to this podcast, the second one of St. Michael's Primary School, Year 6. Well, hello and welcome to our second edition of St. Michael's Primary School Year 6 podcast. But the question is, can you guess who has done the introduction this week? I will play it again now.
St. Michael's Primary School Year 6.
They could email us, they could...
Message us on Classroom.
Message us on the Classroom, yeah, anything like that. On this podcast, we won't give the answer.
That'll do next week.
And so this week, we'll give the answer to last week's one,
mm-hmm.
which was Sam.
Sam Lincoln.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we can do. And then they can put their answers onto the Google Classroom.
Yeah.
And that will also remind them to send some bits in for this podcast.
So really, really well done to one or two people that decided they wanted to be the voiceover people this week and sent us recordings very quickly last week. One person in particular, actually two people on the same day within about 2 hours of each other, very quick to send us their voice recordings. Well done.
It was good to see. It was really good to see. But we also do need some other people to send in, I don't know, maybe some voice messages, maybe anything, any sort of messages that you want to put onto this podcast, record it, send it in, email it to us. And we can put it on here because at the moment, Mrs. Lockhart, it's
just us, really.
It's just the pair of us. And we're sat here in the classroom, tapping our fingers, drinking coffee, just waiting. So today is what? Thursday, the 2nd of April.
Name that tune, Mr.
Bird. Oh, name that tune. Yes, that's what we were going to be talking about. Everyone's been used to doing that early morning work.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been good. So this week was the first of Name That Up Tune. And artist and year. Tell you what, some people are either absolutely amazing or they've got their finger on the pulse when it comes to Google.
But we can tell the difference. We can tell whether you have just looked it up on Google.
So today's one, I've put a Google form on there this time. So they have to fill out the form. And on one of the questions, it says, how do you know this?
Good.
And it's an educated guess. They know it. A pure stab in the dark, just a guess. They've asked somebody or they've asked Google. But with that in mind, Charlie A from 6L, he came up with some amazing facts about yesterday's. This was Wednesday's song of the day. It was a tune by Foreigner, Jukebox Hero.
Yeah.
And he came out with all sorts of information about it, about what the song actually means.
I'm going to do a little bit of a shout out to Charlie A at that point, because Charlie has done so much home learning. It's not true. He's done all of week ones. He's done pretty much all of week twos. Absolutely brilliant, Charlie. It's all in one place. I've been able to find it. Absolutely great. So you have worked so hard. Well done.
He has done really well, hasn't he? I'm just taking a quick look through some of mine. Who has done the most work in my class? I think Patrick has done an awful amount of work. Awful amount of work. That sounds terrible. Sorry, Patrick. An amazing amount of work. And it wasn't awful in the slightest. So he has done an amazing amount of work. Joshua has done. Kelsey has done. Sam has done a whole load of work. This was all last week. There's a few people
in
6B that have only done one or two pieces, and a few people that haven't done anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important if we're talking about over these next few weeks, particularly over the Easter holidays, because we're not going to be setting them anything, are we?
No.
And over the Easter holidays, you need to keep your mind busy. You need to sort of stay in that positive mindset. You need to do something other than just playing computer games.
So for those of you that haven't done your work this week, haven't done the week two work, quick reminder, it's all on Google Classroom. You've got that nice coloured sheet which shows you the English, the maths, the Get Creative, Keep Healthy and Show Kindness. Plus there's a couple of maths puzzles. One of the maths puzzles I found really difficult actually this week. That's what you're meant to have done this week, Year 6. If you haven't done any work yet from week 1 or week 2, you really do now need to crack on and do it. If you're doing something else at home in terms of work, if you're finding other things to do, that's great, but we need to see some evidence of that. So you're going to need to send us or email us pictures or photographs of what you're doing, please.
And just attach it. Just attach it to that Google Slides on the Google Classroom. Just put those inside the actual slides in the same way that we taught you in all of your computing lessons. A couple of other things that you could do over the Easter holidays. Find out what national day it is. Because today, being the 2nd of April, is actually National Ferret Day.
The mind boggles. National Ferret Day. Why would anyone have thought of that? I can't quite work that one out.
I don't know. And tomorrow is actually National Tweed Day. I'm not going to be wearing my tweed. I think it's going to be quite warm. Tomorrow. But also, bizarrely, tomorrow, Friday the 3rd of April, it's also National Find a Rainbow Day.
Oh, that's a nice one, because we've been making loads of rainbows. So that'd be rather lovely. Go around, see if you can spot any in the windows.
I think that would be good. So over these holidays, find out about some of those national days and go from there.
Something else be good to do over the Easter holidays. We're not setting you work. We're just saying that to you now really clearly. We're not setting you work, but these are some ideas. Your capital city knowledge is pretty abysmal, Year 6, I have to say. So how about learning those capital cities? The main countries of the world, the main countries of Europe, Asia and each continent. See if you can learn some capital cities, please, over the Easter holidays.
And then there's also this, went out on a parent mail, didn't it?
It has. There's a really lovely little calendar thing gone out on parent mail called Active Coping. And it basically has a little task for you to do every single day during April. So today, April the 2nd, on Thursday, it says, enjoy washing your hands. Remember all that your hands do for you. So today it's suggesting that when we wash our hands, we actually think about it. Tomorrow it says write down 10 things you feel grateful for and why you're grateful for them. And then Saturday's task is stay hydrated, drink loads of water, eat some healthy food on Saturday. And it's got a little task for each day all the way through April. So if you could try and look out for that, I imagine it might be on the website as well. See if you can do those tasks on each day as well.
I'd imagine we can put it onto the classroom.
Yeah, we can
sort
put
of
it
as well,
classroom.
So we can easily sort of get it on there. But a lot of those activities seem similar to the ones that we've set as homework tasks sort of as well. So nice and easy. We do have an interview with, who is it? Brandon. It was,
yes,
wasn't it? Yeah, so we've got an interview with Brandon coming up.
Brandon has popped into school this week and had a cracking day and done some work and been absolutely brilliant. We've had George from Year 6 in again today, so that's been really lovely.
But there's nothing else really for us to say on this podcast because, well, we've got nothing else that's been sent in for us.
Nobody has sent us anything other than the people that have sent wanting to be the guest presenter. We've had the same sort of week as we had last week, because Mr. Bird and I have both been here in school and looking at all your homework on the Google Classroom. So we need you to send us in some snippets, please, to make the podcasts a bit more interesting.
Rather than just us.
Although we are very interesting.
Well, of course we are.
Obviously.
Of course we are. They're probably playing this to all their families.
Brandon, not only was it an interview, I believe he possibly is performing, is he, as well?
I don't know. He might do a little performance. He's done a few little songs, a few little interludes, musical introductions.
So come on, Brandon's been brilliant and stepped up. George was interviewed last week, so come on the rest of you, do something and send it in for the next podcast.
Okay, hello and welcome to this week's interview. We have got the one, the only, he's a member of 6L, you know him, you love him, it's Brandon.
Da, 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 da.
Fantastic.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah,
Fantastic. Brandon, can you give us some kind of intro music, please? Okay, Brandon, how are you doing?
Very good.
Very good. Is that all we can say? Just very good.
Maybe
stick a simile in there. As good as a.
Good as gold.
As good as gold. Okay, he's as good as gold. Part of the homework this week was about singing the song, creating the song. Was it creating the song? Yeah. Make sure you use your words, not just nodding. Mm-hmm. To the listeners at home, Brandon would just nodded at that stage, and now he's just laughing to himself. Okay, so we're going to talk about singing. What else should we talk about? Anything in particular that you want to talk about?
You can talk about the homework, like how...
Yeah, we could talk about homework. What about people that you've missed?
Oh, Mr. Bud, I'm glad you said that.
Why is that?
Because I've got loads of people I've missed. Yeah.
To the listeners at home, Brandon was a little bit nervous I said that we were going to interview him.
Yeah.
But George felt exactly the same as well. He was a little bit nervous.
Mm.
So, come on in, Brandon. Tell me, what have you been up to since the last time I saw you?
So, I have been making sure my health rate is going up because I use this app that tells me if the heart rate's going up a bit. So, and if it's not going higher than 65%, then I need to work out a bit more.
Okay, what app's that?
It's like, I'm...
You've got this nice app, which is all about your heart rate. It's probably beats per minute. Yeah, 65 beats per minute that you need to get that higher every now and again and stay healthy. Okay, so that's good. What else have you been up to? Other than sleeping in, I bet you've been getting up later recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I always do. I always do my jogs every now and again. So I always do it in the mornings, the evenings, maybe nights sometimes, because maybe my heart rate's going a bit down a bit. So
okay.
I bring my flashlight with me just in case.
Where do you go for a jog? Round outside your place or sort of round your garden or round your house?
So I jog to the park and back again.
That's really quite good to do. I take my cap off to you.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll admirable, do it 5 to 10 times, just in case.
5 to 10 times a week. That's good going. That keeps you nice and fit and healthy. Mm. So well done, well done. Now then, let's move on to our singing, because we aren't going to sing. We're not going to do a duet.
No.
Yeah. But you do like your singing, don't you?
Yeah,
How long How long have you been into your singing?
So when I was in, when I was about 5 years old, I asked my mum if I can get one of those toy microphones.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, why? And I said, well, I want it because I wanted to be a footballer at the time. And then I put that beside me. And then I wanted to be a singer because whenever I was in the car, whenever... My dad would just put on my favourite songs all the time and I'd just start singing to it.
Nice. That's got to be good.
Dream here is to go to X Factor and actually win it. Because I want to be a nice person and give it to the, you know.
I like that. No, that's a good thought. The thing is, with winning the X Factor, the people who win, they don't really do a lot of singing afterwards.
No.
Well, it doesn't seem that way anyway.
No.
But take Olly Murs, I think he came second, I think, or third, something like that.
Yeah.
One Direction as well, they didn't win it. And they've gone on to be, very successful recording artists in their own right.
Yeah.
But the people who win it, Matt Cardle, Leona Lewis.
Yep.
I'm struggling to...
Paul Zerdin, that ventriloquism.
That might have been Britain's Got Talent, if it was ventriloquist.
You have Terry Vader.
What did he do?
He did ventriloquism as well.
That'd be Britain's Got Talent as well.
Mm.
You could go on to both.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, listeners. If this makes it into the podcast, that's just my phone saying I've got a message. I'm going to turn it off. I'm sorry. It's ever so unprofessional of me.
Right, by the way, listeners, he did not do this to George. His phone, I bet, just didn't say a word. And I was like, nice to know. I hope that doesn't happen to me.
You're singing because part of the homework that you've been doing.
Yep.
I think the homework this week was to create a song, make a song, record a song, or perform a song.
Yes.
In front of somebody else and get a little bit of feedback.
I did do that already.
And you did that already, and you have recorded it whilst you've been here today.
Yep.
Got that onto the iPad. We're going to upload that a little bit later on with a little bit of wizardry magic using our Wi-Fi. What was your inspiration for the song that you created?
Oh, okay. So, I was with Mrs. Graham one time, and this thing just popped into my head randomly, and then I started singing it, and I started making up the lyrics as I go, and then it just turned out to be the most best song I've ever sung in my life. It turned out very good indeed. I made two versions of it already.
Okay.
So I made the first one, and then I was thinking to myself, why don't I make another version of it, but make it up as I go, and then write it down again, like I did. And then it just all popped in my head, and I'm like, oh, well, this could be something. Started doing it, and it got better and better, and every time I sung it, it just got better and better. I sung it to Mrs. Lockhart when I was in the office. I sung that to her, and then everyone was crowding around me. Sang that. And I was just like so proud of myself when I actually finished it.
You should be. I mean, to have something just pop into your mind like that, that's a certain amount of talent right there. But then it's the effort, I think, that you put into it, Brandon. The effort of like, keep practicing it, keep singing it, keep amending it, keep improving it. It's that effort that gives you even more skill. And that's the bit that is the most impressive sort of here. Let's move on to the next section of this interview.
Listeners at home, I've been missing every single one of you. I hope you guys are keeping healthy, guys. If I'm just going to say a list of people I miss now. I miss George Newman. I have been missing Ricky. I've been missing just everyone, to be honest.
The thing is, the great thing about this podcast is that anybody can actually send in their own little views and their own little mentions, their own little snippets of information. All that they have to do, Brandon, is download a voice recorder app onto their phone, tablet, or something else like that. And if they just record a message, send it on in, it's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Overall, if you could give today a rating out of 10 so far.
Oh, just a bit, you don't even have to say that because it's 100.
Well, thank you so much. I would give you a high five, but we can't really have that contact. Brandon, I think that's it. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
I just want to say to you guys, stay healthy, stay happy, and have a good day.
What a professional he is. In years to come, when you are a rich and famous singer and entertainer, Brandon, I'm going to sell this on eBay and I'm going to get oodles of cash. This is going to be fantastic. Anyway, say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye, listeners. Have a good day. Bye.
See you later. Bye. Dun, dun. Anyway, my coffee has run out.
And I need to go.
You need to go. So it's time for us to say goodbye. Enjoy your Easter holidays and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. And click stop. can't believe people are still listening at this stage of the podcast. I mean, the same happened last week. Why would you still be listening now? Right, okay, so those people still listening. What is 5 cubed?